We're talking earlier about the little black boy statue in Maitland. Some people in the community want the statue removed because they believe it's racist. This is on the back of the Black Lives Matter protest that's taking place all around the world. Kevin Short is the president of the Maitland Historical Society. He's given us a call just to give us a bit of perspective on this story. G'day, Kevin. Thanks for coming on today. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Paul.
So what is the history of this statue? What's it all about?
Well, the statue arrived a bit over 150 years ago. It was a gift to a tobacconist, and it was used as a hitching rail. But it was very deliberately a hitching rail because it was supposedly a representation of an African-American boy who held George Washington's horses while he crossed the Delaware. And the boy, in fact, was the son of a free African-American who was in the Revolutionary Army. And he froze to death holding the horses, waiting for Washington to return. And the story is one of courage rather than any sort of representation of slavery. And it's interesting that the black boy, or the representation of the black boy, is used across American race courses as a lawn jockey. And it was interesting that for many, many years in Maitland here, that they used to paint the black boy each year in the colours of the winner of the Melbourne Cup.
Oh, did they?
And in relatively recent times, he's been painted in the colours of local football clubs and that type of thing when they've won. But the current statue that's there is actually a fiberglass one. The original was knocked down in a traffic accident and was replaced with a fiberglass one.
Okay, but do you still have the bits of the original statue? Is that put away somewhere?
Not, I don't know. I don't believe so. If they are, I have no idea where they are. But whilst I understand people's apparent, I suppose, objection to it, it's certainly not representative of slavery, but it's one of great courage.
Okay, Kevin, you mentioned the opinions that are held on it. I'll give you a couple that we've received on our program today. Jocko, the little black boy statue is inherently racist. It's meant to commemorate a small boy war hero. Why is it defined by skin? Skin shouldn't even be mentioned. Why not dignify it with the boy's actual name, birth date, death date, and say what he did that was great? It's a stylistically denigrating way to remember someone who was a war hero. Rod at Hamo says, Paul, yes, I know the little black boy statue in Maitland. It's a landmark. I thought it was originally used as a horse tether, so he's correct there. I would think the majority see it with affection. So is there much discussion in the community around Maitland, Kevin, to get rid of the statue, or does this just turn up from time to time?
There is from time. Yeah, there is from time to time. And look, I understand the people that have that view. The fact that it's called a black boy, I think, is probably the bit that people see as denigrating. And I take the point of the caller that said that he should be called by his name. He has a name. His name was Jocko Graves. I could see no reason why that shouldn't happen. But I might point out too that the story is not supported by history. It came from a children's book that was written in America, I believe, around 1963 or something like that. So the history behind it is possibly fictional, although more often than not these stories are based on some sort of fact, albeit that they lose something in the telling. But it's certainly been a part of the streetscape in Maitland for over 150 years. And I certainly look at it with affection, and I don't see it as a figure of racism, although I do understand some people's attitudes in that regard. And maybe the better answer is to call it the Tom Graves statue.
Okay, Kevin, good on you. I appreciate you coming on today.
Okay, no problem at all, Paul.
Kevin Short is the president of the Maitland Historical Society. What's your take on Jocko, the little black boy statue?